Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Be'a Daf Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin at the Mishnah that you find 8 lines from the top of Daf Test, a new Mishnah. The Mishnah deals with the movement of a ladder in the context of a bird coop. It is mutter, of course, as we've seen extensively, to slaughter animals, birds, on Yom Tov. And here we're going to deal with the movement of a ladder in order to get to a bird coop, which is a structure usually built up on stilts that requires a ladder in order to access the bird residence. The Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Molichin Mesasulam Mishovach Lishovach Avol Mateu Mechaloin Lechaloin. Beis Shammai says it is forbidden to carry a ladder from one bird coop to another, but you can tilt the ladder from one window of a bird coop, which has numerous compartments that open to a window. A window opens into each compartment, so you can tilt the ladder from one compartment to another. Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel is lenient. The Rashi points out a havamina. Ein molichin es hasulam, Rashi says, kosal kadaitach sulam hamiyuchad lekach. V'nikushu shel shevach. The assumption right now is we're talking about a ladder that's designed for bird coops. And v'taymo de Beis Shammai meforsh b'gemor de asri, v'afapishu bo lito gozo simchas yomtov. The Gemara will have to explain why is Beis Shammai restrictive. After all, we said before that it's mutter to take birds and slaughter them on Yom Tov. On the side, we have a topic heading, Tiltul Sulam, Efo Ne'esar, the carrying of a ladder, where do we say it is forbidden? Under the Mivne, the structural note, you see a bow tie is featured, and in our Gemara you'll see Rav Chanan Bar Ami in a bow tie, and there are also two Lishonos, they're two Roman numerals, 1 and 2, these are Shnei Lishonos Rav Chanan Bar Ami, two versions of what he says. The double underline will be used to highlight the expressions Machlokes and Divrei HaKol. Under certain circumstances, we have the Machlokes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Under other circumstances, there is Divrei HaKol, there is agreement. We'll have to discover what those are. In the course of the Gemara, we will be exposed to another topic, and we call it here a subtopic. You can see we've marked on the site, Tat No Se, a subtopic. Din Shel Rav, Rav's Halacha. Ma Shenesar Mipnei Maris Ha'ayin, that which is forbidden to do in public because people might get the wrong impression. Maris Ha'ayin is appearance created, appearance that one might be doing something that is totally allowed. However, the impression that it creates is one of something prohibited. So when you have something of that nature that could create in a public setting a misunderstanding, a misimpression, afilu b'chadri chador moser, it is oser, it is forbidden to do that, whatever it is, even in private. That's Rav's halacha. It's a stringency that we associate with the opinion of Rav. We'll see how that applies in the Gemara later. We begin. Omar Rav Chanan Bar Ami. Machlokes b'rishus harabim. The controversy about carrying the ladder is in a public thoroughfare. The Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai's opposition is as follows. Haroya Omer, the a person who sees me carrying a ladder in a public area, and knows the public is there, they will think lahatiach gagoy hu tzarch, that he's carrying it for the purpose of cementing down his roof. Latiach is to add cement to roofs for securing the roof against rain and leakage, and of course that activity is strictly prohibited on Yom Tov. So people will get the impression that that's what I am engaged in. And we want to prevent people from getting the wrong impression. So don't do it. Don't carry the ladder around in public. Beis Hillel Savri. Beis Hillel, who allows, holds Shoivchoi Moichiach Olov. And as we saw in the Rashi on the Mishnah, the thinking is that we're talking about a specially designed bird coop ladder. So people see me carrying a bird coop ladder, they understand I'm carrying it for getting birds out of the coop. Avol, birshus hayochid, however, in a private domain, divrei hakol mutar, everyone will agree, no one's going to see you, even Beis Shammai agrees you can carry around the ladder in your private domain. So here we have something that in public, Beis Shammai, for example, is prohibiting, but in private, it's okay. The Gemara asks, Amy, is that so? Is that an opinion that Tanoim would subscribe to? Ve'omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Is it not so that Rav teaches, Kol mokoim she'asu chachomim b'nei maris ho'ayin, wherever the sages forbid something because of the misimpression it could create, afilu b'chadrei chador moser, even in strict privacy, it will be prohibited. So, according to Rav Chonon Bar Ami's presentation, you have no one concerned with Rav. In other words, no one accepts Rav's approach to things. And so hence we have a kasha, as Rashi emphasizes, on Rav Chonon Bar Ami from that which Rav teaches. The Gemara responds, Tanoihi. The issue is a machloikis tanoim. So that it is true that Rav Chonon Bar Ami presents an explanation where no one accepts Rav's approach, but in fact there are tanoim that don't accept Rav's approach. So Rav Chonon Bar Ami has on whom to rely. The Sanya, the source, two-line source, speaks about a person whose clothing became wet in the rain. Wet, soaking wet clothing. The Sanya, it says, Shoitchen bechamo avolo keneged hom. One can spread out his clothing in the sun, but just don't do it in front of others. Not opposite where other people will see. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Oisrim, they do not allow spreading out the clothing, even in private. That is like Rav. What's the problem in spreading out clothing? People could get the impression that I washed the clothing today. I washed them on Shabbos. In fact, I didn't wash the clothing, it just got soaking wet in the rain. But the impression, the wrong impression could be created. The Tanakama is not concerned about about what Rav is worried about. True, don't do it in public. Everyone agrees, don't do it in public. You can get the wrong idea. However, in private, the Tanakama says you can do it. You can spread out the clothing. So you see a Tanaic approach, the Tanakama, that does not accept Rav's restriction. Iko di Amri, Omar Rav Chonon Bar Ami. Now we have a second version. Machlokes Brishus HaYochid, the machlokes regarding the ladder, carrying around the ladder, is in a private domain. The Beis Shammai is Luhu Rav Yehuda Marav. Beis Shammai, who in the Mishnah says Ein Molichin Asuma Mishavach LeShavach, is talking about in a private domain. Don't carry it around. And Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai is the Rav Yehuda Marav. The Beis Shammai subscribes to Rav's restriction. Ubeis Hillel less Luhu the Rav Yehuda Amarav. And Beis Hillel allows the movement of the latter in a private domain. Avol Birshus HaRabim Divrei HaKoil Osir. But in a public setting, everyone will prohibit the moving of the latter from Shovach to Shovach. And we said before, people could get the wrong idea, that they think I'm going to go to fix my roof. What comes out of Rav Chonon Bar Ami's presentation is that Beis Shammai prohibits in all locations, not only in public where everyone agrees it's not allowed according to this version, but even in private. So, according to Rav Chonon Bar Ami's presentation, Leimo Rav Diomar Kebe Shammai, should we say that Shitas Rav was an Amira, that he developed an idea that conforms to Beis Shammai? Very unlikely. We know that Halacha does not follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. That you can see already in Maseches Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, that the Halacha doesn't follow Beis Shammai in general. Why would Rav take a halachic position that matches Beis Shammai? Very unlikely. So we have a kasha on Rav Chonon Bar Ami, because by learning Rav Chonon Bar Ami and his explanation of the Mishnah, we come out with Rav holding like Beis Shammai. The Gemara answers, Tanoihi. The issue is a machlokas tanoim. But here one has to be very, very careful in how to explain the Gemara, and we're going to do so with Rashi. First, we're going to look at Rashi. Leimo Rav Diomar Kebe Shammai. Should we say that Rav holds like Beis Shammai? The Rav Chonon Koporach. The question is focused on against Rav Chonon. The Uki Lo Beis Hillel Birshus HaRabim Asir Shesuchet Shoro. Rav Chonon sets up Beis Shammai, as that is Beis Hillel, as forbidding in the Rishus HaRabim, movement of the latter, and what he allows is only in private. Im Kain L'Rav Chonon, it comes out then according to Rav Chonon's understanding of the Mishnah, Rav the Omar Komokum She'osu V'chulei, Rav's din that says wherever something is also Mishumar Zayin, it's also even in private. The Omar Kebe Shammai, Bitmiha. Could it be that he says like Beis Shammai, that Rav said Halacha Beis Shammai? Ha Vadai Lo Shavik Beis Hillel Kebe Shammai. It's quite clear that Rav would not leave Beis Hillel in favor of Beis Shammai. The Al Korchoch, then you have to say Le Beis Hillel. Afilu Birshus HaRabim Mutar Mishum Deshovcha Mochiach Olav. Beis Hillel, who says movement of ladder is allowed, you're going to have to say movement of ladder is allowed even in public. And why? Because it's clear that it's a bird coop ladder, not a roof fixing ladder. If Beis Hillel were saying in public it's also and in private it's allowed, Lo have Omar Rav Lahoshmaitso, Rav would not have said what he says. So, at this point, once again, the way Rav Chonon set up in Losha number 2, the understanding of the of our Mishnah with the latter as unanimous agreement that in public it's usur and the permission is only in private. And only Beis Hillel gives you that permission. But Beis Shammai says, just like it's also in public, it's also in private. You're then making Rav's din like Beis Shammai. So, we say, Tanoihi. And we continue reading in the Rashi. klomar. Notice how Rashi is very, very careful. Klomar is a very important expression when you learn Rashi. It's basically saying, go a little slower, don't offer an immediate, quick, obvious translation, because that's not the pshat. So when we read Tanoihi, we have to say, klomar. Omar loch Rav Chonon. Rav Chonon will tell you, Vadai Rav Sovar, it's clear that Rav, regarding the latter, Rav holds the Beis Hillel afilu b'shus harabim shoru, that the latter, according to Beis Hillel, unlike the way I, Rav Chonon, said, but Rav's version of Beis Hillel has the latter being mutter even in public. Upoligolai, and Rav disagrees with me, because I hold that in the that Beis Hillel asers, everyone asers, prohibits latter in Rishus Harabim. Ve'ano di Amri ki haitano. Now, my approach to the Mishnah saying that the latter in public everyone holds is aser, and in private, only Beis Hillel allows it. The result of my approach is that something that's osur mishum maris ha'ayin, in private, there is a machlokis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And as far as my presenting Beis Hillel as saying that you don't have to worry about doing it in private, I have Tanoim to base my approach on. It is true that my approach is going to be at odds with Rav. But being very careful here, we're not saying that Rav said his halacha according to Beis Shammai, because Rav understands the Mishnah regarding the ladder as a machloikes regarding movement of ladder in public. And Beis Hillel holds it's allowed in public and it's allowed in private, so that the ladder doesn't represent an issue according to Rav as being something Beis Shammai would say. So that as far as Rav is concerned, the Mishnah involving the latter doesn't pose a problem for Rav. It would seem to me that according to Rav Chonon's presentation of Rav, that Rav says the latter, as far as Beis Hillel is concerned, is allowed in Rishus HaRabim and also allowed in Rishus HaYochid. And Beis Shammai says the latter is usher in Rishus HaRabim, as well as being usher in Rishus HaYochid. However, you don't see, according to this version, according to Rav's version, you don't see a case of something being usher in the pub in public and mutter in private. So as far as Rav Chonon's interpretation of Rav, or his presentation of Rav, Rav doesn't run into trouble with regard to his halacha of something that's usher mishum arsayin is also usher in private, because the Mishnah doesn't present a case where a split is made between public and private. I, Rav Chonon, on the other hand, I hold that the Mishnah does make a split, and hence you have in the Mishnah as far as in the public is concerned, everyone holds its usher, and in private, Beis Hillel is saying it's mutter. So according to my approach, Rav Chonon's approach, you've got Beis Hillel holding against Rav. Could that possibly be? So Rav Chonon says, well, I have other Tanoim that show that something could be usur in public and allowed in private. But after all is said and done, we don't have Rav himself saying a halacha based on Beis Shammai, as we already explained. And Rashi continues to spell all of this out. V'ano di'amri, where you see the diamond in the Rashi, ki hai tano, I, says Rav Chanan, hold like the following tano, that the Omer shoytchen b'chamo, that you can spread it out in the sun, as long as it's not in front of the public, the less lay the Rav. That tano doesn't hold by Rav's restriction. Vahu tano moki beis hillel kafosei, and that tana would set up Beis Hillel that way. Delo hitiru elo b'shus hayochid. That tana explains, like I explained the Mishnah, that the sulam, the ladder, is allowed to be moved only in a private domain. For Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the svira lehu kirav, these other tanoim, in the case of the clothing, they will hold like Rav. That which is usur in public is also usur in private. Mukmi shar yusa de beis hillel de masnisen. Those tanoim, Reb Elazar and Shimon, will explain in the latter case, LADDER, in the our Mishnah case that says beis hillel is matir. They're matir v'afilu b'shus harabim. They hold that the ladder, the fact it's a chicken coop ladder, proves that he's not going up to fix his roof. And Beis Shammai, they don't hold from this ladder, the chicken coop ladder proving anything. And they will, as we explained earlier, they Beis Shammai will aser across the boards. So and through the eyes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they will explain like Rav would have explained the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Let us now continue in the Gemara. We should read this now. The end of the Gemara said, after asking, should we say that Rav goes like Beis Shammai? So we explained Tanoi. He, it is a machlokes Tanoim. And we learned through the Rashi, who explained this in great detail, so all is left for us to just read the Gemara. Desanya Sheitchen Bechamo Avolo Kenegen Ha'om Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Oisrim. Let us continue now at the top of Omid Beis. Masnisen de lo ki haitana. Our Mishnah that said they argued about the carrying of the ladder is not like the following Tanaic source that also presents the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So our Mishnah is not like the following. The topic heading that we have on the side is Hoilochas Sulam Shel Shoivach Vishel Aliyah, the carrying of a chicken coop ladder and the carrying of a other kinds of ladders. Call them roof kinds of ladders. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Moidim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai concedes to Beis Hillel Shemolichin es Hasulam Mishoivach L'Shoivach. One can carry a ladder from one chicken coop to another. Loi nechleku elo lahachzir. Their machlokes concerns bringing it back, returning it to its original location. Shebeis Shammai omrim ein machzirin. You don't bring it back. Ubeis Hillel omrim af machzirin. Beis Hillel says even after you finished using it, you can bring it back. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'amed v'mamurim, b'sulam shel shovach, the point that was mentioned by the Tanakama, that applies to a bird coop ladder. So in the case of a bird coop ladder, everyone will agree that you can carry it from shovach to shovach, from coop to coop, and there is a machlokas about returning it to its original spot. Avol b'sulam shel aliyah, divrei hakol aser. However, with a sulam shel aliyah, that's a sulam is a ladder. Aliyah means a second story. But for our purposes, it's a kind of ladder that people use to get to their rooftops to to tar down their roofs, and tarring down one's roof on Yom Tov is usur. So if you're dealing with a roof kind of ladder, everyone agrees it's forbidden. Rabbi Doisa Oimer, Matehu Mechalon Lechaloin. Here we're going to translate, and nothing more than that, because when we get to the Gemara, the Gemara will be very detailed in its explanation of these last couple lines of the source. So Rabbi Dosa says you can tilt it from window to window. Achirim oimrim mishum Rabbi Dosa af medadin bo. Medadin is explained by Rashi on the third line from the top. Medadin bo im hachaloin rochoik vein rosh hasulam agia shom behatoya. You can have Hatoya is to tilt the ladder, where you're basically keeping the legs on the ground and just tilting the top of the ladder from one window to another. Let us say to go from one window to the other is a greater distance than the length of the ladder, and that the tilting it from one window to another is not going to help. Then medadin raglav shel sulamat ma'at, it's you push the legs of the ladder that are on the ground, you push them along on the floor slowly. That's medadin. You find the term medadin in other Gemaras as well. But for our purposes, we get the idea from Rashi. B'nei Rabbi Chiya nofuk lekaraisa. The sons of Rabbi Chiya, these happen to be very, very big, very, very pious individuals. They appear in other Gemaras as well as being very very righteous individuals. Their names were Yehuda and Chizkia. They were actually twins. The sons of Rebchia, they nofuk, they went out the Karaisa to the villages where they had fields. So they wanted to inspect their property. Ki Osu, when they came back, they Omar Lehu Avuhon, their father, Rebbe Chia, asks them, Klum Maise Boliadchem, did any case come your way? Did you have to issue any halachic rulings while you were away? Amru lo. So they said, sulam bo liodenu vihitarnu, a case involving the carrying of a roof kind of ladder, the sulam shel aliyah, and carrying it to a bird coop, using it to get birds out of a bird coop. That is a case that came to us, and we were lenient. Vihitarnu, we allowed that. Rashi explains, like we said, Hoylocha sulam shel aliyah l'shovach, the carrying of an aliyah kind of ladder to a bird coop, and we said it's allowed. Omar lohem, Rabbi Chiya said to his sons, Tse'u v'asru mashitartem, you've got to reverse your decision, you've got to declare as prohibited that which you allowed. Now the Gemara goes through, in the next few lines, their thinking and where they went wrong. Inhu savor, they thought, midekomer of Yehuda, besulam shel aliyah lo pligi. We have an arrow, you can use it to navigate above, the parallel arrow. Rabbi Yehuda said that regarding a roof ladder, there is no argument, everyone would prohibit. Michlal, that leaves room to infer, detanakama sovar pligi, that the Tanakhama holds that there's an argument, not that there's unanimous prohibition, but rather it's open for argument. The issue of the roof ladder, and what did the Tanakhama say? That we're assuming right now that the Tanakhama of the source on the top of this omid, he was saying that there is unanimous agreement that you can carry to the bird coop the sulam shel aliyah. Their only machlokes was about returning it to its original location. The question that came to us was, can we carry the ladder to the bird coop? So, just to repeat ourselves, inferring from Rabbi Yehuda, or extrapolating from that which Rabbi Yehuda said, that everyone agrees roof kind of ladder is forbidden, Tanakhama doesn't hold like that. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that everyone prohibits roof-type ladders. Tanakama doesn't say that. Tanakama would say roof kind of ladders are allowed. The only problem with a roof kind of ladder would be to bring it back. And that only Beis Shammai prohibits, but Beis Hillel would allow even that. So when we were ruling that you can carry a roof kind ladder, a sulam shaliyah, to the bird coop, that's not controversial to begin with, according to the first Tanaic opinion in this source. So that's what we figured. The lohi, and here the Gemara rejects that thinking. Reb Yudah taime de tanakama komaforesh. Reb Yudah wasn't stating his own opinion. He was simply explaining the opinion of the tanakama of the first Tanaic authority. And if you follow that, then Reb Yudah is simply explaining what the Tanakama was saying. And what did Reb Yudah say? That the whole heter of the Tanakama was only a bird coop kind of ladder, but a roof kind of ladder, everyone agrees, is forbidden. And therefore you, the sons of Rabbiya, therefore they should not have allowed it. Mimai. Well, how do you know that the allowance of the Tanakama was only a bird coop ladder? Answer, midukotoni, from the language. It said, moylichin es hasulam mi shovach l'shovach. You can carry the ladder from one coop to another coop. V'yisalka daitach b'sulam shel aliyah pligi. If you were to think that the Tanakama was presenting the machlokis concerning a roof-type ladder, then the language should have been different. Hi, moylichin es hasulam mi shovach l'shovach. Instead of teaching carrying the ladder from bird coop to another bird coop, moylichin es hasulam l'shovach mi boyale. It should have said, take a roof kind of ladder to the bird coops. But it doesn't say that. Because once again, if it were a non-bird coop ladder, so then the Mishnah should have taught that you're going to carry the non-bird coop ladder from its point of origin, which is not by the bird coops. It's not a bird coop ladder. You carry it from its point of origin to the bird coop. But that's not what it says. Elolav hochikoma. Rather, this is what the source was saying. Shel shovach in shel ali alo. A bird coop ladder alone, in means yes, is allowed. A roof kind of ladder is not allowed. And that was, once again, we're being a little repetitive, but that's what the language expressed. It says you carry a ladder from bird coop to bird coop. What was the point of origin of the ladder? A bird coop. So obviously it was a bird coop ladder. Now, the B'nai Reb Chiya were no fools. They were very sharp people as well. So didn't they realize the language indicates that it is a bird coop ladder? Where did they get the thinking? Where did they develop the idea that the source at the top was dealing with a standard roof type ladder, not a bird coop ladder? The more explains. The Idach, the sons of Reb Chiya that allowed roof type ladder, they'll tell you, Mi kotoni sulam shel shovach? Does it say in the source a bird coop ladder? It doesn't say that. Mishovach l'shovach kotoni. It says we're allowing the movement of a ladder. It doesn't say what kind of ladder. A ladder from bird coop to bird coop. V'afilu l'kama shovachim. It says you can move it a ladder, and it means even a roof type ladder, and you can move it even to numerous different bird coops. So at the end of this discussion, what we see then is that Rabbi Chiya was upset with his son's ruling. However, on the other hand, we see where they got their ideas from. Ika d'Amri, another version. Omru lo, they told their father, Hitui sulam shel aliyah bo liadenu vihitarnuhu. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi's a little less than halfway down the Rashi commentary. He says, Itui sulam shel aliyah V'holichoi l'shoivach mi'ba'od yom v'achshav bo la'atosa mechalon l'chalon. We're dealing in this version, this is the Roman numeral 2 version, we're dealing with a roof-type ladder. It was brought before Yom Tov to the bird coop. And the issue right now is the tilting of a non-bird coop ladder, of a sulam shel aliyah from window to window in a bird coop. So we continue in the Gemara. They said a case of hitui, of tilting the ladder from window to window, that's what Baal Yadenu came to us, v'itarnu, and we permitted it. Omar Lohem, Rabbi Chiya responded, su v'asru mashitartem. Very strict. He says, you've got to go back to those people that you issued a ruling of leniency, and you have to forbid it. Inhu savur, they figured. My deko'osar tanakamo. Now be very, have to be very, very careful over here. Tanakamo is a, Rashi points out, my deko'osar tanakamo, the Rabbi Dosa. The tanakamo of Rabbi Dosa in this source, that appeared at the top of this omid, the frame source, there was a Tana appearing before Rabbi Dosa. It happened to be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Tanakama, Tanakama means the Tana, the first Tana, but it's all relative. Or it can mean, in this case, the Tana before. The Tanakama of Rabbi Dosa, the Tana that appeared before Rabbi Dosa, to who Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says. The Omar Basulam Shel Aliyah Asur Lahoylich. So that that which the Tanakama of Rabbi Dosa asserted, what did Rabbi Yehuda asser? A sulam shel aliyah, you cannot carry a sulam shel aliyah. Koshori Rabbi Dosa mi'o lahatois. Rabbi Dosa, he says, okay, you can't carry it to the bird coop, but to tilt the sulam shel aliyah from window to window, that you can do. So that when you, that's why when we read the source above, we were hesitant to offer any explanation. Here, we are doing that. So when you see in the source above, Rabbi Yehuda said, a sulam shel aliyah, everyone holds is usher. Rabbi Dosa says, yeah, everyone will hold its usher to carry it from its origin to the bird coop. But if you prepared it before Yom Tov by the bird coop, you can tilt the roof-type ladder from window to window at the bird coop. And so, let's continue in the Gemara. And again, we pointed out that we had to have read the Rashi because the translation of the Gemara itself could lead you to an incorrect conclusion. Let's continue. V'loihi, the explanation that they gave for the source is not so. My dekoshori tanakamo, that which the Tanakama was allowing, and what was the Tanakama allowing? A bird coop ladder. Ka'osar Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa was forbidding. He was forbidding that which the Tanakama had allowed. Once again, Rashi, Velohi, my dekos shori Tanakama, dainu shel shovach laholich, the Tanakama, the real Tanakama, not the Tanakama of Rabbi Dosa, it means the original Tana in the source, that which he had allowed, namely the carrying of a bird coop ladder, ka'osa Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa forbids the carrying of a bird coop ladder. And all Rabbi Dosa was saying that you can't carry a bird coop ladder, but you can tilt it. But as far as a roof type ladder, Rabbi Dosa wasn't speaking about that at all. That being the case, so they, the sons of Rabbi Chiya, who issued a ruling concerning a sulam shel aliyah, no one spoke about that. So like they would have no basis for issuing their permission. We now continue with the Gemara. A quote from the Mishnah was Avol Mateu Mechalon Nechalon. The Mishnah Omer Aleph mentioned that you can tilt it from window to window in the same bird coop. And this was, of course, Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai said you can tilt it from window to window. And Beis Hillel was matir. Beis Hillel allowed the carrying of the ladder from bird coop to bird coop. Beis Hillel then is lenient with regard to matters concerning Simchas Yom Tov. The Gemara says, Almo Gabi Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai Luchumra Beis Hillel Lekula. What's the Simchas Yom Tov here? It's getting birds out to have to slaughter them and have a Yom Tov meal, thereby achieving Simchas Yom Tov. Beis Shammai, on the other hand, they were restrictive. Before we go any further in the Gemara, take note of the structure, and if you have the ability, scan the rest of this page. You see triangles, and you see numbering, and continue on to Daf Yud Omen Aleph. More than halfway down the page, notice how the triangles and the numbers continue. Now, take a look at the topic heading with structural note on the side, the Nosei Mivneh. The triangles represent Sidra Shel Makoros. It's a series of sources. They happen to be Mishnayos from this Masechta. Shehagemara Ma'amida, the Gemara presents these sources, Kesosros HaMishneh Shel HaShechil Chaya, that seem to contradict the first Mishnah of the Perek, of the Masechta, regarding the slaughtering of the Chayan Oph, where we saw Beis Shammai allowing and Beis Hillel restrictive. And these Mishnayos that the Gemara presents will seem to contradict that. Binyan Miha Mekel or Miha Machmir Besimchas Yom Tov, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Who is, in fact, lenient and who is restrictive with regard to matters of Simchas Yom Tov, of achieving enjoyment and pleasure on Yom Tov? The double underline will appear as well, and it highlights Rabbi Yochanan's name. Bechol echod mehastiros, in each one of the contradictions that are presented, Rabbi Yochanan mofiam tshuvaso. Rabbi Yochanan appears with the same answer: lahachlif hashitos, switch them around. Ubechol shlav haGemara docheon, at each stage, the Gemara will reject that which Rabbi Yochanan said to do. In other words, the Gemara will say, you don't have to switch around the shitas. There's no contradiction. Each source has to be understood on its own terms, and through logic we'll see there's no problem of inconsistency or contradictions. So hopefully the general structure has been presented, and we can now proceed. Number one, Avo Mateo Mechalon Lechalon, and we saw that was Beis Shammai says you can't carry the ladder from bird coop to bird coop. All you can do is tilt it from ladder to ladder, and Beis Hillel was lenient. Almo Gabi Simchas Yom Tov Beis Shammai Lechumro Beis Hillel Lekula. The result is that Beis Shammai is restrictive and Beis Hillel lenient. Veromini, let us raise a contradiction. It's from the first mission of the Masechta. Hashochet Chayav Yoth Beyom Tov. Beis Shammai Omrim Yachbor Bedekav Yechaseh. One who slaughters these creatures that require the covering of their blood. So Beis Shammai says, go ahead, dig out the dirt with a shovel and cover it with the dirt. We explained the details of this Mishnah in our previous Shiurim, but for our purposes, just see how Beis Shammai is lenient. Beis Hillel Omrim Lo Yishchot. Elim Kein Hoyolo Ofer Muchon Mibod Yom. And Beis Hillel is restrictive. They say you shouldn't slaughter unless you have prepared dirt from before Yom Tov. And that meant you'd have to have prepared dirt in a box or in a bag, not in the ground with a shovel wedged in. That is not enough, according to Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai is lenient. Beis Hillel is restrictive. Just the opposite of what we see in our Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Muchlefes Hashita. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to switch around the opinions of Beis Shammai Yisrael. You'll ask, well, where do you switch them around? So there's a discussion in the Meforshim of what he is referring to. But we'll take just the first pshat. We see in the opening pshat in the Tosfos. The Tosfos tells us all the Mishnayos that are raised as a contradiction or as being contradicted by the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah stays as it is, and all the other Mishnayos have to be switched around. That's the first approach. There is quite a discussion about that, but Rabbeinu Tam, for example, he disagrees. You can see toward the end of the narrow lines of the Tosfos commentary, Lekach Rabbeinu Tam, the Muchlefes Hashita Hainu Hahida Hashoichet, the Beis Hillel Savri Yachbo Bedek V'Yichase, the Hashta Nicha Kol. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, only the first Mishnah in the Perek needs to be switched around, resulting in Beis Hillel, in fact, being lenient, and then all the other sources where we see Beis Hillel being lenient will be consistent with that. For our purposes, it's not essential to know which source Rabbi Yochanan intends to switch around, but all that we need to know right now is that by switching around the source, we establish consistency. The Gemara, though, is not happy with Rabbi Yochanan. Mimai, who says, like you say, they have to switch around sources? Dilma, maybe Ad Kan, Lo Kamri Beis Shammai Hosam. Maybe there, in the case of the first Mishnah, Beis Shammai is lenient. Elohecha De'iko, Deker notes, where you have a shovel that's wedged into loose dirt, and everything is, through that you have prepared the dirt, and there's no problem, there's no tzad isur, there's no problem involved. But if you didn't have a shovel wedged into the ground from before Yontov, Beis Shammai would agree that you cannot shecht and then dig out the dirt. Rashi says, Avolhecha Deleka Deker notes, we're looking at Rashi about a quarter of the way up from the end of the Rashi commentary. If you don't have the shovel prepared, Deika Tzad Remez Chafira, there is a hint of the act, the prohibited act of digging. Lo Sharu, they would not allow Vafilu Bafer Tichoch, even with loose dirt. Shukachofer Viomeg, loose dirt is considered as if it's already dug out. But if you don't have if you don't have the shovel in place in the dirt from before Yom Tov, Beis Shammai will restrict it. The Hochanami Lo Shno, and here too with regard to the ladders, there is a hint of a problem. The Ha'iko Hashoda, there is the suspicion to La'atiach Gago that he's carrying around the ladder to get to his roof to tar it down. So just to repeat this point, as far as some type of inconsistency in Beis Shammai, there's no inconsistency. In the first Mishnah, where you've got the Decker notes, it's a shovel wedged into loose ground, there isn't any problem, there isn't any hint of a problem. However, in the case of the ladder movement, there is a hint of a problem. There's a wrong impression that could be created. Therefore, here, Beis Shammai is restrictive. V'inami, furthermore, Ad Kan Lo Ko'omri Beis Hillel Hocha, as far as Beis Hillel is concerned, where they were lenient in the context of the ladder, Ela Deshovcho Mochiach Olav, the ladder was a Shovach ladder, and it's clear that he's not going to tar down the roof. Aval Hosam, but there in the case of the slaughtering, Lo, he is not going to be lenient. And Rashi adds, there, in the case of the slaughtering, there's room to impose a rabbinic restriction. If you don't have a box of prepared dirt, but you're going to come to dig the dirt out of the ground, there's room for being worried. Mishum ksisha, you might have to grind down the dirt, which is a problem of tochein. So, as far as the Gemara is concerned, you don't have to do what Rabbi Yochanan to switch around any opinions. each opinion, Beis Shammai is understood both with regard to what he says by the first mission of the Perek and his restriction over here, and likewise with Beis Hillel. He has reason for being restrictive in the first Mishnah with regard to the Kisui Hadam, and here he has no reason for restriction. Eloi Kashya, Ha Kashya. If, however, you're going to raise a difficulty, let us raise it from the following source. And here we have number two. Again, we're going to see a Tanaic source where Beis Shammai seems to be restrictive and Beis Hillel lenient with regard to Simchas Yom Tov, and the Mishnah with the Kisui Hadam, we saw the opposite. So what does it say in this source? It's a Mishnah later in this Perek. Beis Shammai Omrim, Lo Yitoil Elo Im Kein Yaneh Mibod Yom. This has to do with the preparation of birds that you want to use for slaughtering on Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai says, you shall not take from the birds. The birds, the term used is gozolos. Those are birds. You shall not take birds from the coop unless you physically prepare them by nianeos, to pick them up, to shake them, to do an act of designating which birds you want by physically picking them up. And you would have had to do that before Yom Tov set in, and it's not enough simply to make an oral declaration through speech to say, I want such and such birds. But you have to physically pick them up. And if not, you can't draw birds on Yom Tov from the coop. Ubeisil omrim, omeid viomer zevizani, no tail. Beisil says, oh, you get up and you make a verbal declaration. It's more, more lenient. It's less expectations on Beis Hillel's part as far as what the owner has to do. Just say, Zevizani, no, this bird and that bird, these are the ones I want to take. Almo Gabi Simchas Yom Tov. So you see, regarding achieving joy on the holiday, Beis Shammai Luchumro, who Beis Hillel Lekulo, Beis Shammai is restrictive and Beis Hillel is lenient, Viramini. And we raise in opposition to that a contradiction. Hashochet Chayav Yopi Yom Tov. Here the Gemara is terse. It's a reference to the first Mishnah in the Perek of the Masichta, where Beis Shammai was not requiring you to have a box of prepared dirt. It's enough if the dirt is in the ground and you have a shovel wedged in. And Beis Hillel said that's not enough. That's not enough to allow you to slaughter animals. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, switch it around. V'dilma lohi. Once again says there's no need. There's no need to switch around things. Ad kan lo ko amri Beis Shammai Elohe chodiko deker notes. Beis Shammai was lenient in the first Mishnah of the Perek. That's because you had taken all the necessary preparatory measures. You wedged a shovel into loose dirt. Aval hecho deleko deker notes lo. But if you didn't wedge the shovel into the loose dirt, so they wouldn't be lenient. They wouldn't allow you to shecht and then bring the shovel to the dirt and dig it out. And as we explained earlier, because there is an element of something that, you know, room for suspicion, if you will, if the shovel is not there in place. We saw before Rashi explained there's a remez chafira. There's a hint to the act of digging. And digging is certainly, digging dirt out on Yom Tov is forbidden. Inami, and if you prefer, or you have likewise, when you turn to Beis Hillel, no inconsistency. Ad kan lo ko amri Beis Hillel, hacha, Beis Hillel, with regard to the birds over here, is lenient. Elokevon de muktzehu, since the whole issue is an issue of muktzeh, something that was not prepared. And it was, we're talking about the preparation of the birds. The issue is an issue falling in the realm of muktzeh. Muktzeh is a rabbinic realm where items that are not prepared you cannot use on Yom Tov. So, in order to achieve preparation, just get up, make your verbal declaration, that's enough. You have now prepared it. It's enough to get around the muktzeh problem. Avohosa, but in the case of the shechita, lo, That's not an issue of muktzah. The issue there, as we saw in the Rashi on the bottom of Tes Amud Beis, there's room to make a gzera that you might come, if you don't have prepared dirt in a box, separate dirt, or sorry, prepared in a box in a bag that's not lying in the ground. There's a problem of you might come to crush it if you don't have it prepared properly in a box. So once again, no need to switch around shitas. Beis Shammai is understood both with regard to the bird preparation and with regard to the issue of the dirt for Kisui Adam, as well as Beis Hillel. Elo, I Kashya Ho Kashya. We're at the fourth line from the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. If anything is difficult, the following is a difficulty. Ho Kashya. Beis Shammai Oimrim. Ein Neutlin Es Ali Lekatzev Lov Basar. U Beis Hillel Matirin. What is an ali? So Rashi explains it's a thick board that is usually used for crushing grains. Crushing grains is forbidden, is a forbidden activity. It's called melachto li'isur. It's a forbidden action. It has to do with grinding, and it's forbidden to do on Shabbos and Yontif. What is featured here? Someone is interested in carrying a kli shemlachto li'isur, this cutting, this chopping board, but he wants to use it for a mutter, for a permitted action, for chopping meat. You can cut meat on Yom Tov. Well, Beis Shammai says, we don't allow you to carry around the ali, this board, the katzav abosir, for chopping meat. Well, Beis Hillel matirin, Beis Hillel says, it's okay. You can move the board, even though it's designed for forbidden activities, but you want to use it for a permissible activity. Almo gabi simchas yom tov Beis Shammai l'chumra o Beis Hillel l'kula. Once again, you see that regarding matters of enjoying Yom Tov, Beis Shammai is restrictive and Beis Hillel is lenient. V'ramini, and we raise again the Mishnah from the beginning of the Perek as a contradiction. Ashochet chayav o Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai was more lenient. You can all you have to do is have the shovel wedged in the ground, and Beis Hillel says no, you've got to have ofor muchon, you've got to have a box of prepared dirt. Omar Reb Yochanan muchlefes hashita, switch them around. Mimai, who says you have to switch anything around? Dilma lohi, maybe there is no inconsistency, there's no stira. Ad kan lo kwamri Beis Shammai hosam. Decker notes, Beis Shammai's leniency in the case of the slaughtering and the Kisui Adam was based on the fact that you had the shovel wedged into loose dirt. There is no halachic restriction. There's no problem. Avol Hechadoleko Decker notes, no, but if the shovel wasn't wedged into the ground, even Beis Shammai wouldn't allow. They figure that there's a remez to chafira. This it looks like you're going to dig if you don't have the shovel wedged in the ground already from before yontif. Inami ad kan lo kwamri Beis Hillel hocha. In the case of the board, Beis Hillel is lenient, but that's over here. He's lenient. Eladiko teres kliolov. The board is a vessel, and as such, it's something that can be moved around on Shabbos, or in this case on Yom Tov. Even though it's designed for a prohibited action, since I am using it for its own purpose, meaning in Hebrew we say letzorach guf, I need it for itself. I need the board to chop meat on it. This is a situation of a kli shemlachto le'isur. It's a vessel, although designed in general for forbidden action, but letzorach gufa, where I'm going to use the vessel itself for a permissible activity, it's okay, it's fine, you're allowed to move it around. Avol hosam lo, but in the case of the shechita, there was a problem. If the dirt is not prepared in a box or in a bag, but you're going to dig it out of the ground, even if you happen to have a shovel wedged in, there was the problem of you might come to crush the dirt. So each topic, once again, we see is viewed on its own terms, and there's no element of contradiction. But if you are going to raise a difficulty, the following is a difficulty. Beishamay omrim, ein noisim es haor lifnei hadorson, v'lo yag bienu, elim ken yeshalav kezayas basar. Or is skin. You slaughtered an animal and skinned the animal. Skin is made into leather. It has value. Shammai speaks about raw skins. Raw skins need to be tanned. Tanning, in Hebrew, is called ibud oros. Ibud oros is the tanning of skins. This is something that's forbidden to do on Yom Tov. It's not a food-related activity. You don't eat the skins. Beis Shammai says you cannot carry skins, skinned animals, the skins of freshly slaughtered animals. Lifnei Adorson. Dorson is trampling. The first stage in tanning the leather is by placing it on the floor where people will trample over it. That helps in preparing the skins for their tanning. So Beis Shammai says you can't move skins around, and v'lo yag bienu, you can't pick it up unless elim ken yeshalav kezayas basar, unless you have an olive quantity of meat still attached. So that in that case we're saying you're moving the skins around in order to move around the meat. And meat is certainly something that is mutter, is allowed on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel allows moving the skin around, even if it doesn't have the kezayas of basar on it, even if it doesn't have the olive quantity of meat on it. Beis Hillel figuring that this contributes to Simchas Yom Tov, because if we don't allow him to do that, he's not going to slaughter in the first place. He's going to look at his animal. He's going to say, what am I going to do? If I slaughter, I can't do anything with the skins. The skins are going to go bad. It's going to be a financial loss. I'm not going to slaughter in the first place, and he won't have meat for Yom Tov. So in order to encourage him, to motivate him to slaughter, Beis Hillel says, you know what? Once you skin the animal, you can put the skins on the floor, and if people end up walking over it, it'll help preserve the skins. That's fine. Of course, we're not talking about that the people are going to trample it with the intent of tanning, but they will inevitably walk over it. So Beis Hillel is Almo Gabi Simchas Yom Tov. We see from this case of the skins, which concerns Simchas Yom Tov, having meat available for your holiday meals. Beis Shammai lechumra uBeis Hillel lekula. Beis Shammai is restrictive and Beis Hillel lenient. V'romini ashochet chayav yof biyom tov v'chulei. We see from the first Mishnah in the Perek where Beis Shammai is lekula and Beis Hillel lechumra. Amar Rav Yochanan muchlefes hashita. Just switch around the opinions and you'll have consistency. Mimai, Dilmalohi, who says that you have to switch around shittas? Maybe not so. And there is no contradiction per se. Ad kan, lo karmi Beis Shammai hosam. Beis Shammai issued their leniency only over there by the issue of the slaughtering and the kisei adam ela hechadiko deker notz. That's where you took all necessary preparatory measures. You stuck the shovel in the ground into the loose dirt from before Yom Tov, and all that is involved now on Yom Tov is scooping out loose dirt from the ground. No problem. But if you didn't prepare the shovel there, even Beis Shammai would not allow bringing a shovel to the ground and scooping out even if it's loose dirt, because it looks like chafir. It doesn't look nice. It doesn't look right on Yom Tov. So where things don't look right, in fact, Beis Shammai is restrictive. So too, with regard to the skins, it's not right. You're setting up the skin. If it doesn't have any meat on it, you're setting it up for tanning. It doesn't look right. Inami, ad kan, lo kamri Beis Hillel, haha. Likewise, as far as Beis Hillel is concerned, maybe Beis Hillel was lenient here with the skins, because the movement of the skins, the skin itself is something that's not a prohibited item. Ela dechazi lemizga iluya. It's fit for using as a mat for reclining. People, Rashi points out, would sit on the floor. That was their standard way of eating. They would, in this case, they could spread out the skin, even without the kezias basar on it, and sit on it as a mat. Hence, the movement of the skins is not a problem. Aval hasam lo, but in the case of the slaughtering, if you don't have the dirt prepared in a box, by scooping it out from the ground, you might come to crushing the dirt. And that is a problem. It's something to concern yourself with, and hence over there, Beis Hillel is restrictive. So we don't see any contradictions. Elo yikashia hokashia. Here we're number five. If there is a problem, the following presents a problem. Beis Shammai omrim, ein misalkinis atresim biyomdu v'beis Hillel matirin af lachzir. A word about tresim. This Mishnah deals with stores, vendors. Vendors that, in the example used here, are spice vendors. Contrary to maybe a certain popular image, a store, technically speaking, could be open on Yom Tov. What one needs to avoid, obviously, is any transfer of any payment, money, recording sales in writing. That's certainly strictly forbidden. However, to have a, let us say, a spice store open on Yom Tov, and the spices displayed, and people who don't have spices for their Yom Tov cooking can come and take it from the store, and the store owner knows you, everyone relies on each other, so there's no commerce per se taking place. The store, let's say, is open for providing spices to the public. The spices were set up for the public on a certain type of, we'll call it a type of table. Now, what was the table in reality? The table was served as a window shutter, so that when daytime came and people would open their stores, they would take the planks that served as their window shutters out of the window, and it had legs attached to it, and they would put it on the ground and on that display their spices. Now, Beis Shammai says, "Ein misalkin es atresin biyomtov." You can't take out of the windows the tresim, these shutters slash tables. You can't take them out of the windows to put them out on the floor for displaying the spices on it. Beis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel allows the setting up of these tables, and they matir af lahachzir, even to put them back into the window frame after people came and took what they wanted. So according to Beis Shammai, unless the tables are set up, then there won't be spices provided to the public. According to Beis Hillel, of course you can set up the tables by taking these shutters out of the windows, and you can even put the shutters back. Almo, Gabi Simchas Yontov, Beis Shammai L'chumro, Beis Hillel L'kuli. You see that for Simchas Yontov purposes, Beis Shammai is restrictive and Beis Hillel lenient. V'ramini, but we raise a contradiction. Hashochet Chaya V'yov B'yomde V'chulei. The first mission in the Perek, where Beis Shammai appeared to be lenient. Bishlamo Beis Shammai, Abeis Shammai Lo Kashi. As far as a contradiction within Beis Shammai, there is no contradiction. Hossam Deiko Deker notes, there, all necessary preparations were in place. You had the shovel from wedged into the dirt from before Yom Tov. Hocha Leka Deker notes, here, with regard to the shutter table arrangement, you don't have the equivalent of Deker notes. Nothing was set up from beforehand. Rashi says, Hocha leko dekernot, klomar leko taimo lehetera, the kosavri. You see, we didn't explain this before, but Beis Shammai is of the opinion, yesh binyan bekelim, the concept of construction. Constructing a building on Shabbos or Yom Tov is strictly forbidden. Does that concept of bone apply to vessels as well? Well, Beis Shammai says, yes, the concept of binyan applies to vessels. So by fiddling around, we'll say, with the window shutters, taking them out and setting them up as tables, and certainly to put them back into the windows, is a violation of bone. So in the case of the window shutters, it's definitely forbidden. Elo Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel kashya. But with regard to Beis Hillel, there is a problem. Beis Hillel, with regard to the dirt for the Kisei Adam, was very restrictive. Here, Beis Hillel is allowing you even to, after the day is over, to put the window shutters back in place. We should, by the way, take a look at Rashi. Af lahachzir, just a couple lines up from here. Even to put them back into place, for lisgor behen, to shut the windows with these tracin. The chazora avadai shelo litzorachi, the closing up of the windows, it certainly has no Yom Tov purpose, you know, tzorach for the need for the public. The afilu diamrinon ein binyan bekelim, and even if you hold, like Beis Hillel holds, that the concept of construction doesn't apply to vessels, tircho delo tzorach miho habe, it is nevertheless trouble that is not Yom Tov related. The kosharina le mishum tchilasan, and Beis Hillel allows it because if you don't allow the store owner to close up his shop, he won't open it up in the first place. Kedele kamo, as the Gemara explains later. Alma mishum simchas Yom Tov mekilinon v'kashya Beis Hillel dekisui. So we see here that Beis Hillel is lenient, and he was restrictive in the case of the kisui hadam and the slaughtering. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, we continue in the Gemara, Muchlefes Hashita. Well, switch them around. The Gemara says, Dilma Lohi, maybe not necessary. Ad kan lo kamri Beis Hillel, hocha. Beis Hillel was lenient over here to put the tracin back in place. Elamishum di'ein binyon bekelim vein stiru bekelim. There is no Esor of construction with regard to vessels. There's no problem of construction, no problem of destruction. Stira is destruction when it comes to vessels. And Rashi added, and as far as putting the tracin back, we have to be lenient because otherwise he's not going to open up the shop in the first place. Aval hosam lo, but in the case of the shechita, we can't, Beis Hillel won't be lenient, and as we saw again, we saw earlier in the Rashi, because there remains, if you don't have the bag of dirt or the box of dirt prepared, and you're going to rely on the shovel digging out of the ground, even though it might be in loose dirt, there still is the fear you might come to crush the dirt. And therefore, out of that, because of that fear, Beis Hillel over there is restrictive. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.